platform and static display, and also welcome you to Dulles Airport.
My name is Harry Houks. I'm the regional representative in the Southeast for NBAA. And it looks like we're going to have a great day today for the program. I want to apologize to you. The lighting is not really conducive to our screen up here, but those are the kind of things you can't knock out selective lights in the hangar unless you have a BB gun. Before I introduce our two speakers today, I want to cover a couple of things. FAA is here with their air traffic control people, and they're set up over by the NBAA booth, the command center booth. And if you have any questions about airspace or ATC, now's your chance to talk to those people and ask them any questions that you might have. Also over in that same area is the Greater Washington Business Aviation Association. They have a booth set up, and stop by and see those folks, talk to them, and find out what they're doing in the Washington area. I want to thank our host, Landmark Aviation. I don't know if Jim McNeil is around here this morning, but I guess not. He's I saw him carrying a few chocks out there to help chalk some of the airplanes for the static display, so he's working. But if you see him, shake his hand and thank him for all his hard work for putting the show together here today. I want to thank some of our sponsors. I see Bob Lewin with the Greater Washington Business Aviation Association sitting over here. And Bob, thanks for the show bags. We appreciate that. Universal Weather also supplied the events program, and we want to thank Universal for that. And I haven't seen any folks from Gulfstream yet, but I'm sure they're here, and we want to thank Gulfstream for the badge lanyards. We appreciate that. We've got some great things today on the program. First is a briefing on PINC, and that's, if I can say it, it's procedural, intentional noncompliance, and your safety culture. So that should be interesting. I plan on sitting in on that one myself. Lunch will be 12:30 to 1:30, and that's always a popular session. 1:30, there's a program on purchasing an aircraft and how to go through the contractual process. So if you're in that marketplace, you may want to stop by and catch that briefing. And then later on is at 3 o'clock, the 6 W's of aircraft ownership. Again, I think that's one I'm going to sit in on. And then there's a cocktail reception from 4 to 6, and again, that's always a popular event. We've got 55 indoor exhibits today, and I believe about 21 aircraft on static display. So, without further ado here, I want to introduce the Director of Aviation for the state of the Commonwealth of Virginia. He's responsible for keeping the governor and the governor's staff informed about aviation in the state of Virginia, and also for all the airports in Virginia. He was first appointed by Governor Warner, and then recently reappointed by Governor Kane, and we're glad that he has been reappointed. Randy is a former Army aviator, and he's dual-rated both in fixed wing and rotary wing. He serves on the board of directors of 5 aviation organizations. He's an NBA member, but not only an NBA member, he also belongs to NATA, AAAE, AOPA, and Experimental Aircraft Association. He's a graduate of West Virginia State and has an MBA from Lindenwood University. He's also a professor and director for the Defense Acquisition University at DOD. He and his wife live over in the Fredericksburg area. I'm jealous because they live on an airpark, and he bases his airplane over there. Randall Burdett, Director for the Commonwealth of Virginia, please.
Thank you very much, Harry. I'd like to welcome those of you who have traveled to the Commonwealth. I hope you enjoy your stay. Harry and Ed have done a wonderful job not only making the show, but could you ask for better weather than this? I mean, that's an excellent job. Ed and Harry clearly have good contacts. It's forecast to rain today, but they cleared it all up. For all of you, I am Randy Burdett. I'm Director of Aviation for the Commonwealth. And at the department, we have our mission is threefold. One, to cultivate an advanced aviation system that's safe, secure, and provides for economic development for our communities. Two, to promote aviation awareness and education. And third, is to provide executive flight services for the Commonwealth leadership. Our vision, however, is to move well beyond that. And we want the Virginia Aviation System to be the model transportation gateway, providing economic development to all of our communities throughout the Commonwealth. In order to do that, we've got to become the best aviation network, the best aviation agency, one where when Florida, California, and Texas think about aviation, they think, you know, Virginia does it right. And so we're working hard towards that. And we've got a great start. Virginia is already rated in the top 10 states in the nation to do business. And aviation ranks right up there for us. Maybe some facts about Virginia. We have approximately 19,500 plus pilots based in Virginia, and that doesn't count the thousands of pilots that come into and out of Virginia every month. Private aircraft Virginia, over 5,700 private aircraft, single engine aircraft about 4,100, multi-engine aircraft over 1,100, 320 plus jets, public use airports, 67 public use airports. Only 9 of those are served by common carriers. The rest of those 58 airports are served by membership of the NBAA, general aviation, the business fleet, and that's how the other communities get involved in aviation for us. We have approximately 350 private-owned, private-use airports. Many of those are corporate-owned strips where the corporations decide to have their own location and have set up private-owned, private-use airstrips. Right now in Virginia, approximately 98% of the population is within a 30-minute drive of a private GA airport. Approximately 94% of that population is within a 45-minute drive of a common carrier airport. So we have access to our airports, but we want to continue to improve that. Last year, the Commonwealth invested approximately $31 million in aviation across the Commonwealth. Not bad when you consider $22 million of that money went to federal matching money at 95%. $22 million, 95%, bring a pretty good chunk of change into the Commonwealth. And we're there to get every penny we can. Don't want to go to Maryland, don't want to go anywhere else, we're trying to get it ourselves. In 2004, Economic Development Impact Study revealed that aviation in the Commonwealth contributed $10.8 billion to the Commonwealth economy. That's a significant chunk of change when you think about the impact of the average citizen. So when you have somebody out there that tells you they aren't impacted by aviation or small aircraft or light jets or anything like that, I can tell you most everybody in the Commonwealth is impacted in some form or fashion. $10.8 billion is no small impact to the economy of Virginia. $4.8 billion alone in wages in the Commonwealth are aviation-related. Over 164,000 jobs are aviation-related within the Commonwealth. A pretty good impact. And we know that general aviation plays a critical role in serving our communities throughout the Commonwealth. Virginia's future success in aviation depends on an aggressive investment in technology and infrastructure to provide more point-to-point transportation utilizing all of those 67 airports, not just the 9 common carrier, but all 67 of those airports, as we start looking at ways to get communities that may be underutilized back into the economic development picture. Over the past 2 years, we know that we've had a significant challenge, and we know that we couldn't do it ourselves within the department. We're a small department of only about 30 people, and we've got a tremendous job ahead of us. So the only way we can make that success is to team. And one of the great things we've done is team with great organizations like the NBAA. Harry has been instrumental in helping us capture best practices and creating those best practices for general aviation throughout the Commonwealth. We not only want to look what other states are doing and see what we can utilize for Virginia, but in many cases we had to create those new practices ourselves. Harry Hawks has been our regional representative, worked with us in every phase of our mission. Come on up here, Harry. Harry's not only been a good co-worker, a good friend, he's been a really active participant in everything we do. He serves on the Virginia Aviation Security Advisory Committee with us, helping us look at security issues across the Commonwealth at all 67 of our airports, trying to find the best way to provide security for the community, security for the aviation business, and yet provide the flexibility to do business in the Commonwealth. He has assisted the Commonwealth in education efforts and communication efforts through numerous trade shows and conferences. He's also been instrumental in providing us critical information on flight operations and safety as we look to improve our operations and to improve our fleet and update our fleet, provide the Commonwealth that transportation we talked about. I look forward to continuing the relationship with the NBAA and continue to work with Harry and Ed and members of the NBAA as we look at how to improve aviation throughout the Commonwealth. Together with you, NBAA, and our DOAV staff, we will achieve our vision, to make Virginia Aviation System the model transportation gateway providing economic development to all our communities throughout the Commonwealth. I look forward to working with you and enjoy the show today. Thank you very much.